This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
This is the 2BT, 2BT podcast.
Okay, hey, so this is going to be like a zero issue of 2BT, with just 1BT here, kind of flying solo. This is me, Michael. I guess we can call this zero issue of Sparky's Reading Room. That's just the name I'm playing around with. I was going to call it Mike S's Weekly Reads, but I'm not going to be doing it every week, and, you know, it's too close to certain other individuals. Podcast where he goes over the comic books that he's reading or has read. Mike Myers, shout out to him. Mike M's Weekly Reads, he did a Geek Brunch and a Retrocast. Good shows. So what's the point of this? I guess there really is none other than I felt like doing a little something different. As Dave mentioned in a previous show, I've always been a big reader. It's one of those things that is just part of my life that has always meant a lot to me. And, there's lots that I, want to kind of revisit, lots of books I want to revisit from my past and maybe talk a little bit about why they mean so much to me. And I know, like, my wife is our number one fan, next to, the great Ronnie Barron. And she listens, and I think this would be nice for, she might get a kick out of some of the things, me talking about some of the things that mean a lot to me in books wise. This isn't to take away from the actual 2BT show in any way, cause those are my boys, but this is something I can just like, when I have a moment and I'm thinking about something that I really, really love or has meant a lot to me, I can just jump on in. Record a quick few minutes and share it with people, and if y'all want to reach back out to us and even Steven and Dave want to kind of have a comment on it, because I'm going to be doing things that they might not be interested in. Hopefully some of y'all might like. If not, it's just kind of reason for me or an opportunity for me to kind of reflect on the really diverse amount of things that I've been into and enjoyed over the years. And I might even do something like that just for music. Like I might listen to an album and just kind of break down, people have done this, but what each song, which ones have really hit me. Because I have an extremely, extremely eclectic taste in music. You can't pigeonhole me on anything. Can't pigeonhole me on books either, because I read everything from comic books to, like, what is people, in quotation mark, called higher art, you know, the literature end of the spectrum. There's always been a debate about, well, what qualifies as literature. Can genre fiction, like science fiction and mystery and et cetera, can it be considered literature? I absolutely believe so, and maybe that's something we can hit on. Like I said, I love comics. I read Valiant comics dominantly right now. That's predominantly right now. That's what I'm reading, budget wise and time wise. That's really what I focus on. And outside of them, and I still love them. And I'm not every month I get them through a DCBS and I sit down and read them, and I'm never disappointed. There might be a few things that I wish were not. Or change a little bit, or, you know, some of the art isn't always what up to par with what their standard has been in the past, but I don't nitpick that too much. Overall, I think their books are solid, and I enjoy the universe. I enjoy the characters. I love to see where they're getting to. And another thing, as out of them, I was introduced to two artists, comic artists, who I also get every month, Jeff Lemire and Matt Kent. Matt Kent has had an extremely large impact on the Valiant universe. And for a long time, and I, one of the things I want to do is they are true artists, writers and artists, and I really admire their work. I admire the things they explore, especially in their solo work. And I haven't really got into their work that they've done for DC or Marvel or any of the other comic books. I read some of, but most of the stuff, the creator-owned stuff, I'm really loving, and I'm really wanting to go back and kind of look at each of their works. It's kind of just reflect on that. And, like Jeff Lemire's, Roughneck and Essex County Trilogy. Some of his other work, Sweet Tooth, I'm trying to collect that and read through that. I've never picked anything up by either of these writers, from Matt Kent's The Mind Management, which blew me away, to his Grass Kings, Jeff Lemire's Royal City. It all hits me in a certain way that I just can't look forward anymore than I already am to seeing what they do next. And that's one of the things. And I'm going to go back and read, like, one of the... I'm a big believer that the context of your life shapes the things that you really enjoy now. So, because it's the ingredients into what made you what you are. What you were fed as you were growing up, and what you were fed as an adolescent, and then when you're a young adult, and in your 20s and so, everything... It's kind of that old adage, what goes into you is makes you what you are. But I've always tried to make good choices. I remember one of the earliest books that I ever really fell in love with was like Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island. And there's a lot of little books like that. I'm going to kind of go back. I've got a little collection of books that I still have from when I was a little kid. That made a huge impact on my reading taste, as well as like Mark Twain's books. I devoured them at an early age, and I usually did read a little bit higher level than I probably should have for my age. And not just stuff like that, stuff I was into, the works of Larry Brown, Jim Harrison, there's just so many authors that I've loved, and Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Dang, I'm sitting in my room here, and, you know, what do you want to call it, sanctum sanctorum, or the scriptorium. I'm surrounded by books that some of them I haven't read all of them, some of them I have. I've read many times a lot of them. Cormac McCarthy's works, I pretty much hold him in highest regard as far as my favorite living American author. And so, you know, Tolkien, Lord of the Rings, there's some Marcel Proust there, Pinchon, wow, I got a lot of books. But anyhow, there's not gonna ever be a lack of something to look at or talk about. So, this is just, like I said, zero issue, just floating an idea out there, comments, let me know what you think, bad idea, good idea, suggestions, just looking at this shelf, I just had to clear off and make space for it. My uncle just gave me some books that he's had since for like 50 years. Some of them are that old and they're in perfect condition. And I'm going to be reading through these. These are going to be quite a task for me to get through. I've got, 6 volumes of Carl Sandburg's Abraham Lincoln biography, the 3 big volumes of Shelby Foote's The Civil War Narrative. There's 7 books by the great historian Alan Nevins on the, really it's the, from the 1840s to the aftermath of, to the end of the Civil War, and how that kind of really in depth look at how that happened. And so yeah, I've got a lot of stuff to read. So yeah, shoot us a shout out, a response or an ideas. You can reach out to us at 2BT Show on Twitter, and, thanks a lot.
That wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic. Boo.
Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com.